You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back with the Week 13 Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And let's get started with this question from John Harden. Can the Broncos use more no huddle this week after it worked so well last week? Well, they can, but there's a couple of things you have to watch out for. If you go no huddle, of course, you're increasing the tempo of the game. That means more possessions. So you can do well at that, but then you're giving the opposing offense more chances to do something with the football. So you have to be careful with that. You can also get exhausted a little bit quicker. So that's something you have to watch out for. So if you want to, if you want to minimize opportunities, if you want to slow down the game a bit, obviously no huddle isn't what you would want to do. And also, part of what the Broncos did well late last week was owing to the Raiders' coverage. They were up 21-0, so they were playing back, and they were allowing a lot of things underneath, and that's where some of the Broncos' success came from. The Raiders were able to kind of play that clock game a little bit, knowing that they could concede short to intermediate stuff because the clock was their friend. If the Broncos had long drives that was consuming time, they were gaining 7 yards, 10 yards, etc., it wasn't going to be damaging. They were watching out for not allowing the chunk plays, the 20, 30-yard gains in particular. So I imagine it's not going to be quite the same situation if it's a close game throughout. So would not surprise me if you saw the no huddle in Miami on Sunday from time to time, but it's not something that you can expect to see on a full-time basis. The game dynamic is probably going to be a bit different in Miami than it was against Oakland. What could be the same, however, is the fact that the Dolphins have a struggling pass defense in much the same way as the Raiders' pass defense was struggling. So there could be some opportunities, whether it's no huddle or in a traditionally paced offense, the Broncos have a chance to get the passing game going, which could lead to some good things for Trevor Siemian. Next question from Roger Brady, and this is one that ties into something we were discussing on Thursday on Orange and Blue 760. How might Broncos' history have turned out if they had not traded Jay Cutler? Wow. Fascinating question. It certainly leads to kind of a butterfly effect type discussion, because if you reverse that trade and the Broncos hang on to Jay Cutler in 2009, who knows how that season turns out? Who knows how all of Broncos history turns out? You're certainly not talking about them drafting Tim Tebow in 2010. You're maybe not even talking about them having Von Miller in 2011, because perhaps they don't finish 4-12 in 2010, which leads to them getting that high draft pick that brought in the Super Bowl 50 MVP. For that matter, maybe you're not talking about Peyton Manning being a Denver Bronco. I went as far as to say that you take a look at the Broncos roster of the last few years, and it's probably completely different than it is right now if Jay Cutler had not been traded. And you may not even be talking about the Broncos winning Super Bowl 50 or any Super Bowls at all if they had held on to Jay Cutler. It's fascinating to discuss. It's a good barroom type discussion to sit there and say, okay, if this had happened, if Way had led on to Way, how would things have looked? It would change the entire landscape of what you know about the Denver Broncos. Yes, this season is frustrating, but I don't think you'd change how things went, because the Broncos did get a world championship, did get Peyton Manning for 4 seasons, did have some record-breaking moments with Peyton Manning, did see an all-time great defense in 2015. It was frustrating in 2009 and certainly in 2010, and certainly right now it's not a very good moment, but when you consider what the Broncos have accomplished, yeah, I think you'd have to say that trading Jay Cutler, things did work out in the end, even though you couldn't have foreseen how things went. Just kind of have to let things happen as they will. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to join us next week before the Broncos game against the New York Jets, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Or listen to me weekdays on Orange and Blue 760 with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater. It's 1st and 10 at 10 to noon. Orange and Blue 760. Join us there every weekday. Until next time, take care and thanks for watching.